Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I am Glovina Williams. I just want to give a shout out, even before we get started into our episode today, I just want to give a shout out to my mother. I want to say I love you and appreciate you so. I want to reach out and shout out to my beautiful aunts, Steen, and Rosemary, and Jewel. It's so good to see you today on the line. And also, I want to just shout out to all of you that have taken time from your busy, busy schedules to join us today. And as I always like to say, often we do not step out on faith because we have some doubts as to our purpose. We can lack clarity or precision for this particular purpose. But if we'll accept the challenge and just reflectively ask ourselves, what is my purpose? You know, God really has designed you for a particular purpose. He brought us here to this planet to fulfill our purpose. And as I have mentioned, I believe that the planet, we're on an ascension right now. We're going higher. And many of you are moving at Jedi speed. I know you are. We're fulfilling purpose. It seems like things are happening faster. Perhaps you're having better clarity of thought and even articulation of speech, you know, able to articulate what your purpose is. But I want you to know that it can be very revealing to continue to ask yourself, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? Because no matter where you are right now, it's still not God's best for you. I heard someone say it like this, 100 is better than 50. So you may be at 50, but guess what? God even has a higher level for you. And don't think because God wants to elevate you and bring you into a higher, even higher thought patterns. I mean, just look at the many facets of your life, the various faculties that you have. God wants to lift them higher. He wants to bring us to a place where we are functioning, I'd say, at full capacity. And with that being said, remembering to rest. Rest is really, really very important. So I want to say again, step out on faith. Just come right on and step right out on faith. Listen. Here we go. You know, we have the freedom and the power to choose. We have the freedom and the power to choose. God gave us what is known as free will. So I'm encouraging someone today to come out of the victim role because you have the power to choose. Even not just as of today, as we're talking about this in this episode, but you've always had this power to choose. So as we begin to shift our mind and come out of the victim role, you know, that victim mentality, some call it the blame game, I want you to bear in mind one of the greatest gifts that you and I possess is the power to choose. So I entitled this episode today, Disclosure for Closure. Because even in disclosing in our mind, in our thought patterns, we have to expose the blame game and bring that to closure as well. Bring it to an end. Because remember, you have the freedom to choose. So the next step is to use that freedom wisely. Mm-hmm. So enlarge your capacity to have the freedom to choose by using it wisely. Because wise decisions promote growth. Wise decisions promote learning. And it helps us to contribute to the well-being of ourselves. And I always say it, if you're married to your spouse, your family, your community, your household of faith, and ultimately to the world. Because the decisions that you choose to make, guess what? If they're the right decisions, they help to lift the humanity. They help to lift humanity. It helps to lift the globe. I'm talking about planet Earth. I'm talking about the people that are on this planet. Your good choices, your choices that are forward thinking, helps to lift the planet. And you may think, no, these things just affect me. No, they don't. They affect your environment. And so this is why we recognize we have the freedom to choose. So with that being said, it leads us into this. We can also create the world that God created for us to live in. You know, you hear me say it all the time. Say that again, Globina. You and I, we can create the world that God created us to live in. And we're not saying that we're going to create a new world. It's created. But what I'm saying is that it has to have our input. Your input is valuable because Almighty God has put us here so that we can contribute to the people that are on the planet now. Yeah. So when we change the way we think, we can change our life and the lives around those that we come in contact with. So I'm just going to propose in this episode that we're not victims. Uh-oh, fasten your seatbelt. But we're the product of our choices. And we can direct our life by following the divine directions and instructions that come from God. I said many episodes back that God has given us some new direction and some new instructions, new ways of doing things. Our thought patterns beginning to change so that we can get the desired results. But the key is to make our choices based upon our values. I'll say it like this. If we can make our choices based upon our true worth. If you really believe that you are worth so much to God and begin to make those choices based upon your self-worth, I mean what you're worth, how precious you are, and how much God loves you, and that you are created in His image and in His likeness. If you've got nothing else to hold on to right now, you can grab a hold of this. You are the image and the likeness of God. Sure, there's a lot of development that needs to take place. That's what we call life. That's walking out our life. That's living on point, living on purpose. So the key is to make our choices based upon our self-worth. Oh, I'm not saying all about being pompous or pious or anything like that. But you are worth, hey, there's no price. There's no monetary price on your worth. Listen, as we begin to align our life with the principles of the kingdom of God, we'll begin to make better choices. As we begin to to look upon, you know, look upon situations that we're faced with and make the right choices in that moment based upon the standards that God has set for us, based upon the Holy Scripture, the Word of Almighty God. Yes. Because doing that, if we do that, we can actually change our future. Yeah, we can reshape it. We can many times start anew. I said the other night to a group on Zoom, I said, listen, we cannot let our past hold our tomorrow as a hostage. We can start anew. For some of us, and I always say for some of us because I'm talking to various people. I mean, this episode is going to reach a number of people at different phases of their particular life. So what I'm saying is this too. This is not a rehab that God is doing in your life right now. He's not fixing up some old stuff. Yeah. This is brand new, what God is doing. We hear it all the time that God is doing a new thing. He's doing something brand new in your life. So by utilizing the choices that we make and choosing the thoughts we will think, recognizing that we have the ability to choose, but it's going to normally be based upon how we see our self-worth. How much do I value what God has entrusted to me? That's what I'm saying. You know, we can't say it all in a 30-minute episode, but that's where I'm trusting the Holy Spirit, the divine Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you, to reveal how this episode may apply to your life, your individuality, and the purpose and the plan that God has for you. So the better choices we make, the faster the ascension and the uplift is greater. I like to say it like this. I like to say it like this. Say it again like this, Glovina. I like to say it like this. Say it again. The better choices we make, the faster the ascension and the uplift is greater. You'll move at a more rapid pace based upon the good choices that you make, which are in line with the plan and the purpose that God has for your life. Here's a gentle reminder. You're not just the product of your past. Your past can influence you, but there's more to you than just what you can see or view in the rear view mirror. Yes, our past can influence us, but it cannot hold you back. It cannot hold you back. It cannot determine who you are. Don't give your future away to some of the choices that you made in the past. Just disclose them. Disclose them so that there can be a closure for them. Disclose your past. Oh, I'm not saying that you have to stand on a soapbox, if I can use that term, or that you have to put your past on Facebook or any of the other social medias. But what I'm saying is come to God and talk about Him. Talk to Him, rather, about those things. Let Him know that you trust Him. We often talk about trust God. Put your trust in God. Put your faith in God. This is one of the ways, my beloveds, that we can do it. come to him and disclose to him your past disappointments. We all have them. If we could turn the clock back, I don't think there's anyone that's listening to my voice that does not have something in their life that they would change. So disclose maybe those disappointments, those areas where I wish I could, I wish I had done it this way. I would come to him and openly and honestly talk to him about it. And if I might add here, if you feel that your past is beyond just disclosing it to Almighty God, maybe you can seek some outside counsel to help you to get over some of the rougher points of your life. Yes, I said it. Sometimes there is a stigma attached to that. But if you have some area, I mean, you're totally stuck. You just can't get beyond that. You may have a pastor that you can talk to. Your pastor or your leader may assign someone that you can talk to and be brutally honest and feeling that sense of confidence that it will be kept confidential until you're ready to reveal it. If ever, you don't have to. But I want to say that, again, you're not just, I said just, a product of your past. Yes, our past has influences upon us, and this is what we're talking about. But it cannot hold you back. It cannot determine who we are. If we've given our present over to our past, take it back. Take your present and live in it. Because listen, there's something called a stimulus. And a stimulus is something that can motivate you. It's like an incitement. When a stimulus comes, when something stimulates you, you respond. You reply. You come back. You have a comeback to it. I'll say it again. There's a stimulus, and then there's a response. But between the stimulus and the response, there's a space. Listen to me, my beloveds. Remember, you have the freedom to choose. There's a space between stimulus and response. We have the power, and freedom is power, to choose how we will respond. Yes. That space between the stimulus and how we respond is where we exercise our freedom to choose. Oh, I think your gray matter is being stirred up. Yeah. You're thinking about some things that perhaps you didn't respond the right way. Some stimuli came. Oh, my God. But remember, before you respond, God has given you a power, a virtue, where you can choose how you will respond. Our response can release our potential. Yes, our response can release our potential. So there's a responsibility here. That's a big word. That's a huge word, and it carries with it accountability. So how we respond, remember, in that space between the stimuli and our response, there's a space where we can choose how we will respond. Are not valid, and we can become accustomed to using excuses for our responses. I'll say it again. In other words, when we haven't responded in the right way, often we will take that and use it as an excuse. Well, this is just the way I am. But when we don't respond correctly, we have to correct some things. Let's just take these few moments that we have left, I want us to take a look at a woman who was at a well. We meet this woman, and we are not really aware of all that this woman has been through. You know, often when people meet us, sometimes we could be at a pinnacle of success, and they really don't know our story. They don't really know all that we have been through. They may not know the emotional issues that we've had to deal with. But I want to make a note here, and let's stick a pin in this. Anytime your emotional life is a function of someone else's weaknesses, you disempower yourself and you empower those weaknesses to continue to perhaps even wreck your life. I heard somebody say that again. Anytime we allow our emotions to function off of someone else's weaknesses, we disempower ourselves. Remember that there is a point where there's a stimuli, you have a space to choose how you will respond. Will your response empower you or disempower you? Will your response empower someone else's weakness, perhaps to control you? I don't know. Or will it empower you to grow stronger? We're talking about a woman that was at the well. Her yesterday was holding her hostage. Her yesterday was holding her captive, a prisoner. Hey, her yesterday had put her future like a jailbird locked up. But let's look at this woman for a moment. She met a man by the name of Jesus. We know him as Yeshua or Jesus. She met him at a well, someplace in Israel. And here's the problem. Listen to this. Jesus needed to rest. He's exhausted, and he makes a choice. He needed to rest. He's exhausted. Stimuli. He responds by stopping to take a rest. And he sits on a well that was owned and built by one of his ancestors. So this woman, she's also at this well. This woman, and listen, my beloved, this woman, she's under review as well, because guess what? She's exhausted. She needs rest, but she's emotionally exhausted. She's completely tired of a situation. Her situation is that she's emotionally exhausted because she has had 5 husbands. I'm talking about a woman who's at the well and met Jesus. Exhausted. She may not be physically exhausted because she was used to this walk to the well to get water. But emotionally exhausted, I can imagine, she had had 5 husbands. But when she meets Jesus at the well, she's not quite aware that she's finding an answer. She's not quite aware that things will be disclosed about her that's going to bring a level of closure for her to move on with her divine purpose. But she had heard about him, and she needs a spiritual connection. Are you with me? And through Jesus revealing himself to this woman, he tells her, I am. And we know about I am. When God revealed himself to Moses on the backside of the mountain, that's when God revealed his name. I am that I am. I will be what I will to be. The Eya, Esha, Eya. The problem begins to unfold, and in unfoldment, it's becoming something that is in her past and she's able to let go. Here we have again a stimuli and a response, but an opportunity within those two events to exercise your power to choose. The woman discloses, and she finally admits, she owns up to it. She takes ownership, and that's sometimes what we need to do. We all need to do it. Because this woman chooses to accept where she was or where she is, she receives a closure and she receives a healing. Yes. She receives a healing and she receives the living water to be living on the inside of her. There's more room in there now. Don't you know that when we disclose, when we talk to God about the deep things, the things sometimes we don't want to tap into, the things that make us sometimes want to just cry, He'll heal us. He'll give us water that will wash us on the inside. It'll cleanse us on the inside. It'll give us a brand new look on life. Yes. It will begin to take us to that place of ascension, a higher place in God. That's where we want to go, my beloveds, to a higher place in God. Don't forget, some of us, we're not fully aware of the spiritual connection that we have made with God. See that spiritual connection, because really, if I could say almost the end of this story is that this woman, she goes about and she just runs all over the town and she begins to tell. The Bible explicitly says in John, the fourth chapter, that she goes and she tells the men to come and see. Hey, she begins to fulfill her ministry to tell others about the goodness and the greatness of God. She ascended to a new level. A supernatural essence now is flowing on the inside of her. And there is too, my beloveds. There is a free spirit flowing on the inside of you. It's unbound. It's a sovereign spirit. And God gave you this spirit. Now, let's recognize it. Let's walk in it. Let's get some things on track here. And let's begin to do just that. I want you to know that God loves you, and it's time for you to once again take another step out on faith. I want you to know that this show, it's designed, the Dr. Glovina Show, is I want to uplift you. I just want to provide some strength, some powerful words. I want to speak blessings over you because once it's spoken, it cannot be stopped. It's now in the ether realm and it's moving in the spirit realm to bless you and to bless those that are connected to you. Remember, develop a deeper relationship with God, yourself, your family, your place of worship, your spiritual leaders, hey, and you're going to positively affect the world. My desire is that these episodes will be a blessing to you. I want to shout out today to Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta. I've already hollered out to my mom and my aunts. Apostle Carolyn, I say hi to you today. Prophetess and Elder Revival Recovery Center, I say hi to you today. Oh, I'm shouting out to Peter and Cynthia, Isaiah in Atlanta, Collegiate Training Institute, you've been a big help. We want to thank you. Joy in Texas. I want to shout out to Reverend Rosemary. I want to shout out to Jackie in Oklahoma. Cynthia, hello. Joanne in Atlanta. Hey, Robert, we see you. Sean and Marlon, Carol and Cheryl. I want to shout out to LaDonna today. Hey, Denise, we're thinking about you. I want to say hello to Chu. Hey, Marlon. I want to say hi to Jordan, Steven, Nico. I want to say hi to Omo, Lauren, Kayla. Hello. I want to say hello to all of you that go to Black Pearl Beauty Salon in Naples, Italy. I want to holler out. We've got people listening from Brazil. Yes. Japan, China. Hey, this is really great. We have those listening to us in London. Yes. Hello, London. Hello, America. I want to say I love you and the best is yet to come. Don't you be dismayed. Make the right choices. You are indeed the apple of God's eye. I love you, and remember, make the right choices.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.